Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He is a Netscape Navigator, all right. 5-star Netscape Navigator. Ooh. Going all over the internet, uncharted waters to find interesting facts for us. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know a baby puffin is called a puffling?
So cute.
That is so cute.
A puffin's already cute.
Mm-hmm.
And now I didn't know they were babies ever. And now they have a cute baby name. Look it up.
They're so cute.
A puffling.
Their little orange beak.
How?
Gavin.
Do I have to look this up?
Oh my God, you have. Oh, and they kind of always look like babies, even when they're grown-ups, because they're so small. Oh, God.
They're not as cute as I thought they'd be.
What?
You're a hater.
Well, because they're like a lot of like baby birds, and they're just gray. There's a book called Puffling.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a puffling. We should all start calling our babies our little pufflings.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I think I'm going to start doing that.
Why can't we have a puffing as a pet?
They're illegal.
Why?
Kevin, why can't we have pufflings as pets?
Because they need to live in cold weather.
Okay.
Oh, is that
so? What if you live in cold weather?
Right.
I don't want to live in cold
weather. No, not you. Okay.
Oh.
What if somebody lives at the North Pole or lives in Alaska?
Oh, yeah, you could have a puffling as a pet.
As a pet?
Yes, but they're very dependent on their families a lot.
Oh, so you have to, it has to be multi-generational.
Yes.
Okay, multi-generational household.
Uh-huh.
It also says that they're an endangered species protected by legislation.
Oh,
but it seems like keeping them as pets would help with that.
Yeah, they're not going to be hunted.
Right.
So, Gavin Newsom, if you're listening.
Yes. And we know you are. California needs to be able to allow puffins to be pets. And for God's sake, foxes.
Or a raccoon.
Or a raccoon. Get on it. Get back to us. Enough dodging.
You've got 48 hours.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the sun makes a sound, but we can't hear it?
No. What?
Yeah.
What kind of sound is it?
It's like a crackling sound, like fire. It's like...
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If we can't hear it, how do they know?
Oh, good question.
When we send up sonar waves in space, they pick up the crackling.
And they
loud
know it's
bursts of noise.
Okay, but they know it's from the sun specifically.
Well, yeah.
How could you get anything close enough to the sun?
Ooh, it'll burn. That's a good... So,
okay.
the sun rover, ever heard of her?
We have a sun rover?
Yeah, if we have a moon rover, why can't we have a sun rover?
I can think of so many reasons,
yeah.
But number one, heat.
Okay, fine.
No. You're the, okay.
I guess it's like a thermal scanner thingy.
Okay.
And it sounds like flames.
Yeah.
All right.
Crackling.
It does. That actually does make sense.
It is.
That there would be a sound to it because there's movement to it, right? Mm-hmm.
I wonder how close you would have to get to the sun, though, to hear that sound.
Probably not.
You'd probably have
close.
To be like practically on the surface.
You think?
No, oh, sure. I think you could hear it from far away.
How would that? Space is a vacuum. You can't hear anything in space.
Oh, you're right.
You can't hear a rocket thruster in space.
Things work differently up there.
I know, I'm telling you that. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know football teams wear red kits play better?
What?
Yes.
No, what?
Oh, like red kits. Like red colors.
I think he means their costume.
Yeah, if red is in their costumes. Color, their funny. Uniform.
It's funny to call it a costume. They play better?
Yes. Ask me why.
Why?
Because back in Asia, red was considered good luck.
Right.
So our eyes are, because of the evolution of Darwin.
What?
Our eyes are more prone to red.
What?
Okay, so I strangely am speaking Kevin right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think what he's saying is...
What is he saying?
Through time. I'm going to leave Darwin out. Okay? He's gone through enough.
Yeah.
Through time, we have associated red with good luck or winning or something so much that it is intimidating to the other teams that the red team's wearing red.
Exactly.
Hmm. This isn't why you come to the wake-up call. You come to the wake-up call because we are the show champion Gavin Newsom to make puffins of pets.
Right.
And you heard it here first, folks. Thank you very much, Kevin. It's Did You Know?
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
We are going to play Fun Delivered on the wake-up call right now. If you've never joined us before, we've got a big old box, which is dwindling already, of undelivered packages from the company Fun Delivered. And it's packages and mail that never made it to their final destination. So what we do on the wake-up call, we each go into the box. We pick out one package based purely on looks. We describe it to you. Then we take a break. We play some music. And we come back and open them. It's a lot of fun. And a listener suggested this. And I think it's actually not a bad idea. But I want you guys, you have to be on board with it.
Okay.
We pick out each other's packages.
We kind of did that last time, no?
No, you and I just swapped.
And that was a horrible decision.
For you, it was a great decision for me. There was one anime word on the outside of my package, and Kevin nipples got all hard for it. So I was like, do you want to swap? And he was like, yes, bitch!
Okay. This is a good idea for the listener. It's a terrible idea for us.
Because you have good instincts.
Because I have great instincts. And, Gavin has terrible instincts.
We would pick a bad one for Katie.
But we could try it.
I don't like to think I have bad instincts. I have bad luck.
Nope.
Yeah.
You think there's instinct that goes into this?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, what part of our Neanderthal past do you think prepared us for Fun Delivered?
For me, it was witchcraft.
All that cave dwelling. All right. Do you want to do it or not?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, Kevin, who do you want to pick for, me or Katie?
You.
Okay, go ahead. Pick out a package for me. This is kind of fun. All right. It's Fun Delivered on the wake-up call. He's digging to the very bottom of the box. Very bottom. So that means he's going to get a teeny tiny thing for me. Oh, wow. He's shaking. Oh, all right. It is a box that looks like if this was sent to a government building, it would instantly get flagged.
Okay, that looks like someone who is writing a manifesto.
It does. It is a plain brown box that it's got some. Don't shake it too much, Gavin. Right. You're going to set off the C4.
Okay, so now I'm going to choose.
And it just says on it, by the way, wrong address.
Oh,
that's all it says. Yes. All right, so are you going to pick for Kevin?
I guess I'd pick for Kevin.
Uh-oh, okay. That means that I pick for Kevin.
I'm so mad.
We're playing part one of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. And Katie found a little pink package right off the bat.
I'm going to be so mad if it's another picture frame.
You should get the little pink package for our little pink package.
Okay, this already knows sucks because it says I have something special for you.
And there's a picture of some sort of anime bear. Show
you
Gavin
love
the bear.
Anime bears. That's straight China right there. That is some Temu. What, isn't there something that's even more generic than Temu?
I'm pissed.
All right, I'm going to go pick Katie's Fun Delivered package.
Pick her a bad one. She gave me a okay one. Oh, he is digging in there.
Okay.
Yes, bitch. Pick her that one.
Interesting.
I thought so, too.
Okay. It's... I can't tell if it has fabric inside or if it has lots and lots of bubble wrap that I'm feeling.
Oh, I didn't think about the bubble wrap. Ooh. I actually was trying to get you some sort of fabric.
Okay.
Because you like outfits. And everything that you've opened and Fun Delivered, you wear, not out in public, but you wear it here in the studio.
To keep warm.
Yeah, people come by and be like, I love this, like, floor-length cardigan, weird, pea-colored yellow thing that you have. Clearly just being nice. And Katie just goes, I don't know, it just came in a Fun Delivered box. It's basically a blanket that I wrap around myself with sleeves. All right. Well, okay. So I've got my my government anthrax box.
Anthrax, yes.
Kevin's got our little pink panda there. And Katie, I don't know what
is. This is a mystery.
All right. Little pink panda, by the way. Look that up on Urban Dictionary. All right. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to open our packages. It is Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, we're playing Fun Delivered here on The Wake Up Call, and it's the most fun we've ever had in our lives. Fun Delivered is a company out of Florida that we've become friends with, and they buy up all these undelivered packages that never make it to their final destination, and you can purchase them from them, and it's so much fun. We have so much fun playing this. So we already went into the box and we picked out boxes. What we did differently this week for Fun Delivered is we took the advice of a Wake Up Call listener and we picked out boxes for each other. And
never done before.
Katie selected Kevin's. Describe your package.
It's a small square pink with a panda holding like
It's a panda mailman.
Panda mailman?
It looks like it.
Yeah, and it says I have something special for you.
And then Katie picked mine, right?
Yeah.
And then mine literally...
No,
I picked Kevin yours.
Oh, Kevin picked yours.
Yeah.
And it literally looks like something. You see FBI people coming out with gloves and a bomb suit gingerly holding from a building. It's just a brown box.
But it just, the writing on it seems threatening.
It just is wrong address. Real
and then, Gavin, you got me something that's like a little bit bigger than a brick. It's rectangular. And you thought that it might have clothes or something in it, but I think it actually just has a lot of bubble wrap that you're feeling.
I wasn't trying to screw you. I tried to find you something that you like.
I felt Katie was trying to mess me up.
All right, let's get down to it.
Okay,
it's Fun Delivered.
You go first.
Kevin, our little pink panda, opening his little pink panda.
Oh, it's another box that says, open me and it's winking. Okay. Ew.
What is it?
It's a stamp.
No.
That package for a stamp? Oh, it's a T-Rex stamp. It's not even a T-Rex. It looks like a turtle with a long neck. What
sorry.
A dumb... Katie!
Let me see.
Sorry.
Oh, it is it's small, too.
This is all I got?
Wow, that might be one of the worst... Today, the worst Fun Delivered gift ever has been a replacement reflector for a bicycle that I got. That might be
That's worse.
Did it even come with ink?
It like has ink in it.
It has a little bit. It looks kind of dry.
Well, at least you can stamp a stamp on.
What am I going to use a T-Rex stamp on?
I don't know, but stamp something and I'll tell you. Really it just
T-Rex.
Says T-Rex. All right.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, I want you to
sabotage me.
If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
Oh, what you get? Wow, I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
What is it? We're playing FUN delivered on the wake-up call.
I don't know. Okay. It
looks like a stick of deodorant.
So at first, I thought it was a flask.
Is it not?
It's not.
Hold it up.
For cigars, Gavin.
That's a cigar holder.
And it's got JDG, somebody's initials on it.
I mean, they're for small cigars, but that's kind of cool, I guess.
That's a small cigar.
Do you want to take up smoking cigars?
No.
It's kind of sexy when girls smoke
cigars. I'd rather take up stamps.
I'll gladly trade you.
You guys want to trade?
You got me messed up. Yeah, you could have this T-Rex stamp.
Kevin has some smoking products he could put in there.
JDG didn't get his thing. Didn't get his gift.
He didn't. That's and that so was sad. Definitely a Father's Day gift or something that we're playing FUN delivered on the wake-up call. And if you want to see this, you can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065. Oh, boy.
Did you get something good?
It better not be good.
It's not good.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And I honestly have no idea what the F this is.
Is it worse than a stamp?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I got.
Well,
it looks like... So I got a whole bunch of these things, okay? They're little... I wish I could be more descriptive, guys. I don't know what I'm holding.
It looks like replacement parts for like...
A microphone?
Wait, okay, throw it to me.
Here, take that one. Take that.
This looks like you...
Oh, what is this?
I don't know what it is. And then I also have these. And okay. These sit... Guys, I wish I knew how to describe this. I don't know what the hell it is.
Okay, Gavin's absolutely right. There is no way to describe what this is.
If you know what this is, then I guess message us because we've got a lot of them. Like, I literally have lots of bags and bags and bags of I don't know what!
Okay, can you take a picture on your phone and then we'll put it through the Amazon thing?
I don't, yeah, like reverse Google image search. Yeah. God, I am so sorry. I apologize to everybody.
Well,
this was the worst round of FUN delivered for us. I don't know. Maybe it was still fun to. So, Danielle from Auburn.
I think I win.
No, you don't. The stamp won.
No, Katie won.
Again?
Katie won. It's a cigar holder with a cutter. Get out of here.
Mine's cute.
Oh, stop it.
Who do you think won? Clearly it wasn't me because you don't know what the hell it is. So, text in to 909-1065. And if you want to see what we open today, just text the word FUN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So.
Yes, I am.
this would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is the moment that she trains for by doing push-ups and crunches and jogging 10 miles.
Are you smarter than Katie? You know, I am known to jog 10 miles.
Why don't you post workout videos like you, like show off?
Well, mostly because I haven't been working out.
Well, then how are you?
I was playing pickleball, but then, you know.
Then how are you so good at Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh, it's actually mental gymnastics.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So many tumbles.
Yep.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
You're caller 17, and you get to step into the octagon with Katie in a battle of wits. I got five questions here dealing with pop culture, and it's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. The one in Auburn is about to expand. It's going to get even better, so that's exciting. Farm to fork food. Katie, leave the studio. Jackpot's up to 200, and are you ready to play Stephanie?
I am.
All right. We're live on Instagram as well. Check us out. End 1065. Question one. Is it possible that we know that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to break up? And do we even know when? Well, according to a British tabloid, they have a written contract that states that their fake relationship will be announced to be over on September 28th. So enjoy it while we can, guys. What day of the week is September 28th?
What day of the week?
Yep. That's a tough one, but you got a 1 in 7 chance.
September 28th is a Saturday.
Alrighty. Question two. Rachel Ray alarmed her fans yesterday when she posted one of her Instagram cooking videos, but was severely slurring her words during it. No one thought she was drunk, but they were concerned about her health concerns. Rachel Ray had a show with a title for how long it takes to make the meal. How long was that?
30 minutes.
Say that one more time. Your phone's breaking up.
Sorry, 30 minutes.
There you go. Okay. Question three. There was a UGO tournament that featured a player wearing a mask the whole time. And toward the end, the mask was taken off to reveal it was none other than Zayn Malik. Wow, Kevin.
It's Yu-Gi-Oh, by the way.
What did I say?
UGO.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yes.
Oh, man. I've never sounded so uncool. He actually wasn't that bad at playing either. Zayn Malik was part of One Direction with four other guys. Name two of them.
One Direction. I was going to say Adam Levine. That's another one.
3 seconds. Three, two.
I don't know.
All righty. Question four. Nickelodeon's bringing something back from our childhood. Nick at Night. The block of time that featured reruns of old shows is going to be anchored by Modern Family. Think about that. That show's now considered an old show. True or false, Nick at Night featured I Love Lucy in the 90s.
True. And question five, Costco memberships have increased in prices for the first time since 2017. Starting today, most memberships have increased $5, and executive membership has gone up $10 and now costs $130 a year. So if you have to pay for five executive memberships, how much does that cost?
The executive membership is $130 now?
Yeah.
$650.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Stephanie, where are we off to today?
I'm off to Loomis to go teach.
You teach in Loomis?
Yeah.
What school?
At H. Clark Powers.
H. Clark, that sounds like a law firm.
H. Clark Powers?
Yeah.
H. Clark Powers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Home of the Fighting Electrical Currents.
Electrical Currents.
Yep.
All right. That sounds like somebody that gives awards to cars. We won the H. Clark Powers Award. All right.
She does not think you're funny.
That's fine. Neither do I. Question one, Katie, you ready?
Sure.
All right. Is it possible that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, we know they're going to break up and we know when they're going to break up? Is that possible?
No.
No one knows the future. Well, according to a British tabloid, they have a written contract that states that the fake relationship will be announced to be over on September 28th.
Sure.
All right. What day of the week is September 28th?
What day of the week is... Okay, today is the... Oh, God. Fourth.
Oh, boy. 3 seconds. Three.
What day of the week is
two.
Tuesday.
No. Oh, where's your Buzz? Oh, no. There it is. Buzz, your girlfriend. No, it's Saturday. Saturday. Okay. So... Everybody plan accordingly.
Right.
Question two. Rachel Ray alarmed her fans yesterday when she was posting one of her Instagram cooking videos, and she was slurring her words during it. People didn't think she was drunk, though. They were concerned about, like, her health and, like, possible medication or
like, a something. Stroke or something?
I don't know. Rachel Ray had a show where the title was How Long It Took to Make the Meal. Oh, how long was that?
30 minutes.
30-minute meals. With Rachel LeRae. Question three. There was a Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yes!
tournament that featured a player wearing a mask the whole time.
Shadow Duelist.
What?
His name is Shadow Duelist.
His name is Shadow Duelist.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Well, toward the end.
Do you have a pretend name if you play this game?
Is that what happens? You get a pretend name?
He's like a character.
He's a character.
In the game or this person?
This person.
I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, the mask was taken off toward the end of the tournament, and it was Zayn Malik.
Okay.
Who's actually not bad at, I guess, playing? I don't know. Zayn was part of One Direction with four other guys. Name two of them.
Harry and Louis.
Yep. There's also Niall Horan and Liam Payne.
Mm.
There you go.
I get Liam and Zayn mixed up.
I get them all mixed up.
Oh.
Yeah, there's Harry Styles, and then there's the other Spice Girls.
Right.
Question four, Nickelodeon is bringing something back from our childhood. Nick at Night. I'll bet you loved Nick at Night when you were a kid.
I don't think I'd cable then.
Oh. The block of time that featured reruns of very old shows is now going to be anchored by the very old show, Modern Family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, I guess.
True or false, Nick at Night featured I Love Lucy back in the 90s.
Probably true.
It did. Yes, it did. Yeah. And question five, Costco memberships have increased in price for the first time since 2017. Starting today, most memberships have increased $5, but the
Are you okay? Rachel Ray?
What is it called?
Executive
membership.
Yes.
Okay.
Where you have to wear a suit and tie to get it.
Well, I have the executive membership.
The black
card. Wow. Yeah. Bragger.
Doing that well.
Well, it increased $10.
You know I have a big problem with this.
It's the first time since 2017.
But they are charging you money for literally nothing.
Right.
Here, you want this plastic card? Give me more.
Well,
No, not well. You stop it.
All right. It now costs $130 to have the Katie from the Wake Up Call membership.
Wow.
So if you have to buy five of them, how much does that cost?
Okay. 650 dollars.
That is correct. Yeah, and she just learned something today. She's got to call her husband. Did you know it's going to cost us $650?
Well, no. This is making me think. Okay, when did I get my membership? Because they're going to automatically renew it, and I will not be prepared for that.
Well, it's only $10 more.
Oh. No, it is $10 more on top of $120. So when they redo my membership,
it's $130, not $120.
I love how I didn't know you were so rich.
$10?
Right. Yeah. Those working class Americans, middle America, not the one percenters like you.
Yeah, that's me.
Enjoy a 3,000 square foot house.
Stephanie, are you there?
I am.
Are you a Costco member?
I am not.
Right, because you're not a millionaire either.
If it makes you feel better, I'm not a Costco member.
I'm a Costco member.
No, you're not. Your mom's a Costco member. All right, final score. Stephanie, you got four, and Katie, you got four.
Oh, thank goodness.
It is a tie. Wow. Well, there you have it. Ties go to Katie. We add $20 to the...
At least I've got that going for me now that I know that I'll be broke.
$220 is the jackpot tomorrow. Stephanie, tell us what you have to tell us.
I am just as smart as Katie today.
That is correct.
That is true.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065 to be part of Married Name Upgrade Downgrade.
All right.
916-909-1065. Tell us your maiden name. Tell us your married name. Katie and I will tell you which one is better. But more importantly, and this is crucial, we'll tell you why it is better. Let's start with Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
What was your maiden name, Courtney?
It's True Blood.
No.
Courtney.
What?
Yeah.
Courtney.
Like the TV show about vampires? Sexy vampires?
Yeah. The same one.
If I was your husband, I would beg to take your last name. It'd be one thing if, like, you had the last name that was the title of a terrible show, but you've got the name of a great show.
Oh, so what is your last name now?
It's Ondalo.
Ondalo?
First of all, it makes me want to say Ondalo.
Right.
Not Ondalo. It makes me want to say Ondalo. Let's go to Ondalo's for margaritas.
The more you say it, the more I'm going to mispronounce it now.
Right.
It's an obvious downgrade.
What is his first name?
His first name's CJ.
CJ.
CJ Trueblood. I don't like that.
No, but CJ.
Doesn't really rhyme.
CJ Ondalo sounds good.
Yeah.
CJ Ondalo sounds like a baseball player.
It does.
And Courtney Ondalo is not... Oh, God. Am I coming around on
Gavin,
this?
Don't. I can't. Look at me. True Blood. Okay, I say downgrade.
I say downgrade, too, but with a tear in my eye. Ondalo's not bad. And
it's
CJ...
Fine.
CJ couldn't be CJ True Blood.
No, he can't be CJ True Blood.
CJ True Blood sounds like a terrible DJ.
You mean DJ True Blood?
No, I mean DJ CJ True Blood. Awesome. Thank you so much, Courtney. Now let's talk to another Courtney. How fun is this? All right, Courtney, what is your maiden name?
Seidel.
Courtney Seidel, I like.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I do like Courtney Seidel, and you know it. I can already tell she wants us to say downgrade, but I'm not going to be swayed by the jury.
Okay, because we're a little giggle.
Right. She sounds like an attorney that means business.
I was going to say she sounds like a lady attorney.
Not a lady attorney, an attorney.
Mm-mm.
Oh. No. You need to see Barbie. All right, Courtney.
Hi, lady lawyer.
Courtney, what is your married name?
Crawl
like a baby crawls?
Crawl like a baby crawls. That's not how it's spelled. But that's okay.
Courtney Crawl.
Oh, I like it.
I do too.
You know what? TV anchor. News anchor.
Yeah.
And I'm Courtney Crawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real pretty.
Real pretty. Takes herself too seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. I love, you know what? This is an upgrade. And I didn't think I was going to say that. Thank you, Courtney. And now we only have time for one more.
Okay.
So do you want Jeanette, Gracie, or Kylie?
Jeanette.
Oh, I was not expecting that. All right. Our apologies to Gracie and Kylie. Jeanette, good morning.
Good morning.
Maiden name.
And my maiden name is Spackman, like Pac-Man with an S in front.
Spackman?
Oh, so many of these.
Spackman. Spackman, yes. Sounds like a German swear word.
You hated living across the street from the Spackmans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
yes. Mr. Spackman, first of all, you had to call him Mr. Spackman.
Yep.
And if your trash cans were left out even a second too long, he was...
You're right.
Knocking on that door.
And then everybody's like, listen.
Jeanette, come out here, sweetheart. Let me have a little talk with you.
Honey, I know. Just be nice to Mr. Spackman. He's a veteran. Just be nice to him. That's why he yells. He's yelling because he can't hear very
after
well.
After the blast.
All right. And what is your married name?
Mulhern.
Mulhern.
Okay.
Jeanette Mulhern.
Okay.
I know I am saying
you are
Jeanette.
You are, yeah, making it a little French.
Jeanette Mulhern. I like it. Mulhern sounds like a medieval wine.
I'm more comfortable living across from the Mulherns.
I am too.
Like if they get one of your Amazon packages, they just walk it across the street and hand it to you.
Right.
Spackman?
He gives it back to the post office.
Excuse me, before you go, wrong house. Wrong house, got delivered to the...
They live right there. I said wrong house! I'm shouting, I'm not mad at you. It was the blast. All right, that was another upgrade. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody who called. It's married name upgrade, downgrade. Now we have to take a short break, but when we come back... One of Katie's favorite reality show stars had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day yesterday, and it was hysterical. You'll find out who and why at 6:40.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Okay, so after the show today, we are going to the Roseville Galleria, and we are getting hooked up with a very special early screening of Beetlejuice. We're very excited, and none more than Kevin, because Kevin has never seen the first Beetlejuice movie. Fact.
Nope.
And I can't wait. The assignment was, Kevin, watch the second Beetlejuice movie with us, and then afterwards, we want you to tell us what you think the first movie is about.
Now, okay, here's my fear. Mm-hmm. My fear is that they're going to do, like... cutbacks to the original movie that
recap.
Will give him more ideas.
I have that. I've had the same exact thought. I was worried about that too. But even if they do.
Do we want to? Okay, hold on. Do we want to know what he thinks the first one is about now and then tomorrow if that's changed?
Maybe. Let's, you know what? Tell us now.
Okay. Yeah,
because you've only seen the trailer, and even the trailer, I think you've only watched like half of it.
Yeah.
So, like, tell us now what you think the first one was about, just so we have it on record.
Okay, let's see. There's a guy with the green hair. He's the main character. Okay?
What do you think his name is?
His name is probably Beetlejuice.
Okay.
And he does something where if you call his name several times, he appears.
Okay.
And then he's like kind of the kooky uncle.
Yep.
like kind of like Uncle Fester.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like he comes to visit, but he was in jail. So
right.
He can't visit until now, but then now he's out.
Okay. Why was he in jail?
Probably like kidnapping kids or something. He looks like that type of vibe.
Okay. But he's dead.
He's dead?
Well, I don't know. Is he? Is he a ghost? What is he?
A zombie?
Oh, he's a zombie.
He looks like a zombie. He looks undead-like.
Okay, so a zombie.
But he's
uncle.
A fun undead.
A fun undead, like Weekend at Bernie's.
Like, yeah, like finger guns, like jokes
right.
type of vibe.
We call that the fun dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it's just him going on his family adventures and stuff. And
family adventures.
He's the fun uncle, stupid.
Yeah, he has a family, dummy.
Right, okay.
Right.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So they're going on an adventure. And the first one was about an adventure.
Had an adventure, and then he did something bad, and he's back into jail.
Okay, all right.
So, and then now, Beetlejuice, they say his name again, he reappears.
So, let's just recap what Kevin thinks the first Beetlejuice movie is about.
Uh-huh.
The main character is Beetlejuice, who is a fun uncle, but he is also a zombie.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, he goes on a fun family adventure.
Well, first he went to prison.
After being released from prison.
For kidnapping kids.
Kidnapping children. Okay.
Right.
And then they go on a family adventure, but then it ends when he has to go back to jail.
Yeah. Very sad.
More kidnapping?
No, I think this time he was framed.
What a plot twist.
Yeah.
All right. Who was he framed by?
His own daughter. Crazy.
Okay. So he's the fun uncle, but he also has a daughter. Does the daughter go on the adventure?
We don't know.
Oh, it's not shown in the movie?
No. The first one, he didn't have a daughter yet.
Oh,
and then now he has a daughter played by Jenny Ortega.
I see. That's Beetlejuice's daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Did she have a relationship with him when he was incarcerated?
I guess not.
Okay.
Are you telling us?
You're supposed to tell me.
No.
I'm just basing this off a movie poster and half a trailer, and something's the significant numbers mean something.
That's not how this game is played. Well. We're seeing Beetlejuice 2.
Oh, and then the shrunken head.
Yeah.
Headworm.
So who is that guy? Who's shrunken
Those
head guy?
Those are his minions. So he's kind of like Gru, where he has minions.
Okay. All
right. Okay. Do they help him in the sex trafficking or
they
whatever
really
he does?
No, it's just kidnapping. Gavin, don't.
Okay. No, right. they just walk around. They're like Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Or Tweedledee, Tweedledum. What is it? Yes.
Tweedledee.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
I'd watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds great. Okay. All right. So just to recap, that's what Kevin thinks the first Beetlejuice movie was about. We are going to see the sequel today, and then we will see if he changes anything about it when we return after we see it. Kevin, that was enlightening. Okay.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Getting kids ready for school sucks. And there's no other way to really say that. You're probably doing it right now. Maybe. I don't know. Well, a celebrity was on their podcast and gave their hack on how to get your kids ready for school that will save you time, maybe even give you a few minutes of extra sleep. And that celebrity is Tori Spelling. So I'm using the term celebrity a little loose.
Okay, good.
Here is the clip, though, because I'm not sure. As you listen to this, text into 916-909-1065 and tell us if you think this is genius or if this is kind of gross.
It's so bad. I've gotten so lazy with my youngest one because there's so many that at night I put him in his clothes for the next day and convince him that it's cool to do that.
My God, that is so funny.
He has dinner, he takes his bath.
Oh my
God. The whole thing of you get your kid dressed for the next day at bedtime. They don't sleep in pajamas. They sleep in their clothes for the next day. And that way they wake up and out the door.
They're ready to go.
Brush their teeth, hopefully.
Well, sure. Eat a little brekkie.
Is this disgusting or is
what
this...
What would be disgusting about that?
Yeah.
I think sleeping, we've talked about this before, about showering in the morning or showering at night. I think sleeping in your clothes at night is gross.
Why?
because you sweat at night. I do.
Okay.
A lot of people do. Kids do, and I think that's disgusting. I think that
you sweat in your clothes in the daytime.
I think you should go out into the world in the best, cleanest, nicest condition. And then let the world wear you down as the day goes on. I think starting it off already dirty is kind of gross.
Okay, but you are somebody that showers in the morning.
Every morning.
Okay, I am somebody that bathes in the night. So when I put on, if I were to wear pajamas, I would be starting at my freshest.
Right.
Okay. If you're a kid and you're literally going to be dragging yourself around the ground at recess, the idea that you sweat a little bit in your clothes last night is like the least of my worries.
Text or call 916-909-1065. 909-1065.
Now, I will say it does depend on what your kid's going to wear to school the next day. If you're putting them in jeans,
gross.
Oh, yeah.
To go to that's sleep, terrible. That's terrible. That sounds so uncomfortable. But if they're wearing basketball shorts and a tank top because it's summer, who cares?
I care.
Why?
It's gross. I don't know. It's just gross. Like, then their hair's not done.
No, you can still do their hair. Yeah. I don't think that they
hit
the floor and get in the car. You can still do their hair. You can still brush their teeth. They're still having their breakfast.
And how much time? Now, this is coming from somebody who literally has gotten his kids ready for school. You can count them on one hand.
Right.
Because we're here. But, like, how long could it possibly take to get your kid dressed?
I think it depends on the kid, but there are some kids that get choosing an outfit in the morning is, boy, is it a problem.
Well, don't let them choose the outfit. You choose the outfit.
And then what if they have a meltdown?
Well, then choose the outfit the night before. Lay the outfit out.
I mean, you could do that, too.
And then this just seems like a better option than, like,
do you
put on your school uniform.
Do you have your kids wash their pajamas after one use?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it depends.
And especially your kids all shower in the morning?
My son showers in the morning, my oldest son.
But the other ones don't.
No, they take baths at night. I think getting a shower in the morning.
Reason to do it in the morning. The idea of you're cleaner at certain parts of the day than other parts of the day, I feel like is just something in your head that matters.
Text messages coming into 916-909-1065. It's time management. Whatever works for your family. Okay, that's true. 100% agree with Gavin. It's nice to not have to think what they're going to wear in the morning, right? Do it the night before. That's fine. Somebody else said, I do this. Just let them wear a t-shirt and underwear, and then they just have to put pants on in the morning. Yeah. Sleep like a divorced dad. And then Tori Spelling needs help, and another 100% agree with Gavin. I mean, whatever. I guess if it works for you, it works for you. It just feels like, as long as your kid gets to wear, like, gym shorts and t-shirts to school all the time, once we start getting into, like, pants, jeans, sweaters.
You can't have your kid sleep in a sweater and
right.
jeans.
Then
that is crossing a line.
And if you grew up like Katie, private school where you have to wear a tie and a sweater vest, like, that is too much. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.